My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, general of the Felix Legions, loyal servant to the true Emperor Marcus Aurelius, father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife, and I will have my vengeance in this life or the next.
And next week, we'll have with us in the studio a truly fine talent and beautiful personality, Miss Muffy Singleton. And we're back with evangelist and moral crusader, the Reverend Aaron Gilstrom, who's dropped by with some visual aids. We're talking today about rock pornography, and I'll have to agree with you. We have some pretty ribald stuff here. Those rockers really have a strange sense of humor, don't they?
I don't even think it's a sense of humor. I think they're just out-and-out sick people. I mean, and they're trying to make everyone else around them who listens to their music as sick as they are.
Reverend, let me ask you a question. This album, Do It Like a Dog. Now, this has to be about animal behavior, is that right?
Let me give you an example. I have one of the lyrics. You will. Tell me what you honestly think it's
about.
Go
right ahead.
Gonna drive my long steel missile down on your love channel. Deep, deep, you'll beg for more. Raising hell and serpent score. Feel me, feel me. Now, what does that mean to you? To me, it means nothing but a sexual act. Demonic beast. What happened to the good old simple love song? I love you. That's a good word to use. Nowadays, they have to write some sickness. It's just absolutely sick and bizarre, and I'm going to do my utmost best to try and stop it now.
Anything you'd like to say in conclusion?
These evil people have just got to be stopped.
Cause I'm a love man. Ooh, baby, I'm a love man. That's what they call me, I'm a love man. Big old love man. 6 feet, 1 weight, 210. A long hair, pretty fast skin. I'm long-legged and I'm a out of sight. My babe, I wanna take you on. Cause I'm a love man. Ooh, baby, I'm a love man.
Next week on U62, he's back. And this time, he's mad. Gandhi 2. No more Mr. Passive Resistance. He's out to kick some butt. This is one bad mother you don't want to mess with.
Don't move, slangball.
He's a one-man wrecking crew. But he also knows how to party.
Give me a steak, medium rare.
Hey, Baldy!
There is only one law. His law. Gandhi 2.
Hey, Janet.
Yes, Brad.
I've got something to say.
Uh-huh.
I really love the skillful way you beat the other girls to the bride's bouquet.
River was deep, but I swam it.
Janet.
The future is ours, so let's plan it.
Janet.
So please, don't tell me to can it.
Janet.
I've one thing to say, and that's damn it. Janet, I love you. The road was long, but I ran it.
Janet.
There's a fire in my heart, and you fan it.
Janet.
If there's one fool for you, then I am it.
Janet.
I've one thing to say, and that's damn it. Janet, I love you. Here's the ring to prove that I'm no joker. There's three ways that love can grow. That's good, bad, or mediocre. Oh, J-A-N-E-T, I love you so.
You met Mom and you know Dad.
Oh, Brad.
One thing to say, and that's Brad. I'm mad for you too. Oh, Brad.
No. Damn it.
I'm mad.
Oh, Janet.
And
his science examined.
Janet.
Made me give you the eye and then panic.
Janet.
Now I've one thing to say, and that's damn it, Janet, I love you. Damn it, Janet.
Are enormous.
Whoa. Irish whip and duck underneath. Oh, clothesline by Hillbilly. The big guy's down. Elbow smash. Over for the cover.
Hey, what is this?
It's a big pile on.
What is
They're
this?
All there now.
Look at Bundy threw all three of them.
He still couldn't get the count.
Now, that was illegal, Gorilla. Euchre will attest to that with me. Them little guys got no business jumping on the pile out there.
I agree, but
that
it was fun,
the problem
Jess.
Later on. It looked good, though.
Elbow right enormous. Into the sternum area by King Kong Bundy to the applause of his partners.
The guy that started as a single family unit and turned into a condominium. Look at the
That's
size
what
of
I
that
call
guy.
Him, Woo! A condominium with
wow.
legs. He is enormous. Front face lock.
And now look at, here comes another. Little Beaver's in there, look at that.
Beaver in there making him break the hole, and it's Bundy. He'll never catch him.
Now, you know, I think that if Little Beaver's out there smacking Bundy, Bundy's got every right to return it. What do you think, you?
I think there's a lot of Beaver all over this place. I mean, look at this guy. He's all over the ring, man. Inside, outside.
Bundy unleashing now with a heavy artillery on Hillbilly Jim.
Hillbilly needs some help.
There
he is.
Beaver's in there again. Trying
to Bundy's
got him now. Uh-oh.
Bundy's got him.
Uh-oh.
Come on. Smash him, Bundy.
Oh, wait a minute.
Smash him, Bundy.
Oh. Bundy's slamming Little Beaver.
Whoa.
Is he going to splash him?
He better not.
Ooh, he's going to drop that.
Elbow.
Oh,
good
goodness.
Ooh.
Good.
Whoa.
Little Beaver unconscious, the bell ringing. I'm sure that Bundy's been disqualified.
What for?
What for?
Hey, that little guy ran in there and interfered. He ought to take what he's got coming. What do you think, you?
I think he belongs. He's ready for the teepee. Look at this. Uh-oh.
Dragon
There's my guy.
He was going for the big splash.
Look at those turncoats. I can't believe it. Little Brooke in Tokyo turning on the
partner.
They
turned on their own man.
The winner of this bout, as a result of a disqualification, the team of Little Beaver, the Haiti Kid, and Hillbilly Jim.
Well, there's your winners as a result of a disqualification, and rightly so. I'm sure Beaver is seriously injured.
Closet on a shoebox for love.
Have the pleasure and privilege of bringing out a gentleman, B. Brian Blair. Would you come on out and have a seat here?
It's a pleasure to have you here on the pit. Brian Blair has been a tremendous amateur athlete as well as a tremendous professional athlete. I know, Brian, first of all, you come from Tampa, Florida, is that correct?
That's right.
That's right. And you know, I know that you're a very good football player, you're a good hockey player, and you're a good wrestler. What made you take up wrestling?
Well, I wasn't a hockey player, but I was a good wrestler and football player, but I've always loved wrestling. As a matter of fact, when I was a little kid growing up, I always had dreams of going to the Olympics.
Wait a second, wait. When you were a little kid growing up, you had dreams of going to the Olympics. You want to go to the Olympics, but it don't seem like anybody else was. Isn't this just kind of a hokey dream of yours, man?
What do you mean nobody else does? We're over there and we're doing real well. We've got gold medals. We're doing great right now.
No. You say you got gold medals, you're doing great, but what the fact of the matter is, Russia didn't come, Poland didn't come, no communist countries came, so isn't it, wait a second, isn't it kind of like this? Isn't it the idea is maybe with the American athlete, maybe they're happy that Russia didn't come because that's the only way America can get any gold medals is if they have no competition, man.
Well, I didn't see anybody in any skirts up there accepting any medals.
Well, I didn't hear what you said.
I said I didn't see anybody in any skirts up there accepting any medals.
Oh, you think you're so hot? You didn't see? Well, let me tell you something, brother. You're a direct representative. United States is a direct representative of messing up 400 years of Olympics because of goofballs like you, goofballs like them. The entire situation was messed up. No. Let me tell you something, mister. Let me tell you something. If I was there, I don't want to hear you. If I was there...
Piper, you're a jerk.
Yeah, you walk. A jerk, brother. I'm a man. That's the difference between you and me.
Yeah. it supposed to be this song?
Massage your thighs while you eat.
Taking great pleasure in doing this, Brutus Beefcake. Adrian still out of it, and the Mouth of the South being held down by Rowdy Piper. Look at the look on the face of the Rowdy.
I gotta tell you, Gorilla, I think Piper was lucky. Adrian had him knocked down. I think it was a slow decision on the part of referee Dave Hepner. Piper was out. Beefcake come in illegally.
I don't see it that way, Jesse. It was a big mistake on the part of your former partner. Didn't wait till he put the guy out completely. A little bit preoccupied with wanting to cut the hair of Rowdy. And he's paying for it right now.
And look at Piper's throwing hair out to the fans here. The 93,000 or whatever here at the Silverdome.
Just about out of it. Look at that, Rowdy with some goldie locks. As Brutus Beefcake took great pleasure in doing that to the adorable one. And Rowdy with the mirror. He wants Adrian to take a look.
Look at this. Ooh, Adonis hit the mirror.
Adonis hot. Goes after Rowdy Wiley, and Rowdy out of there. They can't catch up to him. Look at Roddy's having a good time.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing. Somewhere beyond the sea, she's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond a star, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt shore. We'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea. And never again I'll go sailing. Just as before, happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. No more sailing, so long sailing, bye-bye.
Run away. Oh, 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 oh. Aye, aye, aye. What a response from this capacity crowd holding the cast up. And Oh, forget it. My goodness. Look at Orndorff with further demonstrations indicating what kind of damage a cast can do. I think we already know what kind of damage a cast can do. We'll get the official decision.
Here's the winner, Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff.
What a response from this capacity crowd. My goodness, what a response.
Wait a second.
Loud. My arm is just as broke as Ace's is.
This is AC Baby. My AC Baby has broke his arm. My AC Baby broke his arm a long time ago. His arm has been very... You can't tell me, Tonga, that there's anything wrong with Orndorff's arm, can you? What the hell is that? This is a legitimate break here. It takes a long time to heal. All that you're doing. What do you mean, off? Wait a second. There ain't nothing wrong with your arm. If your arm is broke, you prove it, you stinking piece of garbage.
Well, Piper, why don't you and your girlfriend come on down?
Wait a second, wait. We don't come to nobody. People, we don't come to nobody. People, they come to us, you piece of chum.
Okay, I'll come to you.
It's been real fun talking to you, Tonga, but gotta go now. You're a hell of a guy, Tonga.
What was that? He was out of time? Is that what he said?
Come on, Piper. Do what you do best. Duck your tail between your legs and run. But I'm missing a test. I want Piper. I want Orton. Anytime, any place. Me and Paul are here going to do the job. Watch out, baby.
My goodness. Paul Orndorff. Red hot.
This next record is dedicated to some personal friends of mine, the LAPD. For every cop that has ever taken advantage of somebody, beat them down or hurt them, because they got long hair, listen to the wrong kind of music, wrong color, whatever they thought was the reason to do it. For every one of those fucking police, I'd like to take a pig out here in this parking lot and shoot them in their motherfucking face.
Shit's been too long. I got my 12 gauge sawed off. I got my headlights turned on.
we get even. Got my brain on high. Tonight'll be your night. I got a long ass night. And your neck looks just right. Now my adrenaline's pumping. I got my stereo pumping. I'm about to kill me something. A pig stop me for nothing. Cat killer, better you than me. We get even. Tonight we get even.
They have no need of your services.
Who are you to question the word of God's servants?
Think that when you die, you go to heaven. You come to us.
Thank you.
is round, it turns me on. Because the world is round. Because the wind is high, it blows my mind. Because the wind is high. Love is old, love is new. Love is all, love is you. Because the sky is blue, it makes me cry. Because the sky is blue,